Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Welcome, my beloved light family. How very nice to spend this hour with you. I've just driven up from Newport on my way to New York, and I'm actually in the Holiday Inn by the airport, and so home away from home, I think. So anyway, very, very much welcome, and it's a delight to have you with us. We're going to start out this evening by answering a very pressing question that has come from the beautiful masters in Ireland. Our beloved master, Richard, there, says about a crop glyph that has appeared in Holland. And let me see exactly where it appeared. I'll try and find it for you. But it was sent to me by our beloved Anne Mundell from Northern Ireland, and Richard also, I believe, from Northern Ireland. And it is the largest crop glyph that they have ever received anywhere on Earth, as far as anyone knows. It says a gigantic butterfly crop circle formation, 530 meters by 450 meters. The biggest crop circle ever appeared in Netherlands, near a town in southern Holland called Goes, G-O-E-S, on the 8th of August 2009. It is an incredibly large butterfly with Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man in the center, depicting the metamorphosis of the caterpillar into a butterfly. And so the interesting thing of it is, you know, that the Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man, if you really know what Da Vinci was doing there, it also is a symbol for metamorphosis, because it shows that a metamorphosed human being that goes to the next level of the evolution, where there are additional codes in the DNA that you didn't previously have, and as you move up in level, you actually start to develop different cellular structure, etc. But what happens is there's a change in chakras, and the chakra that used to be above the head, a hand's length above the head, it began, it's a golden disc. We see it depicted in the artwork of the Sumerians as well as the Egyptians. It indicates somebody that has reached enlightenment, because this is the, to say a word of the ancient Lemurian language, the Lahun, which is the number 10 in Lemurian, the Lahun chakra. It's the 10th chakra to fully open if you count from the bottom up. And so the Lahun chakra taps into the Akashic records of the planet. Now, here is the interesting thing that brings us back to butterfly. The fascinating thing of it is that when the sacred libraries of the earth, and we will be sharing the secrets of these libraries with you on the 1st of November, when a brand new course opens. We've got our alchemy course starting the 1st of October, and we'll be speaking about alchemy, because this is an alchemical symbol. But let's go to why it's a butterfly. Of course, that is the symbol for metamorphosis, but there's more to it than that. My brothers and sisters, in the Blue Butterfly Libraries, which we will give you secrets out of 130 hidden libraries of the planet during the first month of the Institute of Human Potentials course that opens on the 1st of November. Now, I don't think we've quite completed that one's website. We are still you know, really focusing on getting our alchemy course up and running. So if you're interested in the angelic alchemy that's been gifted to humankind, please do go to www.academyofalchemy.com. But on the 1st of November, when we open the Institute of Human Potential and the first month shares these secrets with you, you will be reading about the Blue Butterfly Library in China. Now, so the Blue Butterfly Library in China speaks about the golden cocoon and the silver butterfly, which is very interesting. Because what it is the disc, the 10th Laohun chakra, which is indicated by the geometry around Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man, shows you that when the golden cocoon encompasses the body, when you are an enlightened being of advanced clarity and purity, shall we say, at that time it embraces the silver butterfly inside the cocoon. The silver butterfly, my brothers and sisters, is the Brahmish chakra, it's 2 inches below the base of the spine is where it begins, and it's smallish in size, and it's silver. And the silver, the gold starts to enlarge. The disc above the head grows larger and larger and larger until it becomes a cocoon for man. It becomes large enough that, like Da Vinci's Man, the sphere is completely around the body. When it extends to below the spine and touches the silver chakra, an alchemical equation occurs. And when that alchemical equation occurs, the silver butterfly that is spoken of by these records in the Blue Butterfly Library of China, the silver butterfly moves up to the belly button. In what is in the silver chakra? The silver chakra contains the information of the hidden libraries of the earth. The Oracle Ifa went to Poland. She opened the library there, and that was not there before. This has come to us from, shall we say, a more enlightened space. We want to call it the future, but there is no time, but in English that's the best word for it. It comes from the future, and it has come to bring us incredible information that pertains to this butterfly. So when the gold cocoon, this Laohun chakra, the 10th chakra above the head, and Laohun means all one, all for one, one for all. La is all spelled backwards, Hun is one as in uno, un, etc. And so it shoots up to the belly button and it explodes and it fills and the golden disc, as it has enlarged to at least incorporate the silver chakra, jointly then, they actually fill the space around the human body. Now, the meaning of this is that when the gold and the silver combine, then humanity moves up to a very much larger and more advanced plane. Now, the question is, who has created this butterfly chakra? But before we go there, what I'd like to discuss with you is that those of you that missed last week's show, my first one that we started to do, because this show is now on Tuesdays and then it repeats again on Sunday. And we did that for your convenience because I really took a look at the timing of the Sunday show, and we'd had quite a following for the Sunday show, but it's just very inconvenient when you're on the East Coast and you have little kids to get to school. And so we purchased a second show for your convenience, which is the one we're doing here tonight, and it will duplicate again on Sunday. So if you listen to our very first one, which is last week's, it played on Tuesday at 7 on Station 1 and at 9 o'clock on Sunday on Station 2. If you look back 1 week, the entire hour we spent explaining about the crop glyphs. Then, if you're Hungry for More, I did exactly the same time as this was aired on Station 1. I did on Station 2, also at 7 last week, an interview with Alan Steinfeld, and you can check his archives out, also on the Croclus, and they deal with interlocking information. They, you know, the overlap is not so that you don't want to listen to both. They are complementing each other. But so what happened is that we discussed with you that there were 24 races that were responsible for making these crop glyphs. So, you know, unless something new's happened, we can't assume anything, because I was handed this right, you know, before I left the house. I mean, an hour or two beforehand, but I had a little bike to buy for my little daughter, and I had to pack my briefcase and things. I didn't get to look at it at all, other than that I did count the circles that's in the butterfly wings. And I noted there were 72, and this is important. But to back step one step, so it is likely, but not necessarily so, that this butterfly with the human inside with the two arms, just like Da Vinci drew, which means that you're actually moving that chakra up, it's a metamorphosis of the species to a higher level. There will be an additional pairing of, I don't know what they are. I'm seeing them as a symbol. It may be genes. But this is what the metamorphosed species of humanity will look like in the DNA. So my brothers and sisters, so to backtrack, the 24 races, 12 of them were the hidden planets. We explained to you that there's degrees of black light last week on these shows, degrees of black light on the in the cosmos and outside of the cosmos. Of all light, humanity is the whitest light, and of humanity, the light workers have enough white light that they literally are starting to match the rest of the cosmos and cosmoses outside it. This is how much white light we've built up. Now, the thing that we need to take a look at is that the black light is not visible to most people. And so there is 24 races involved in doing the crop glyphs. 12 of them are known as the hidden planets. I did not understand why we couldn't see these planets around our Earth, because they very much had an effect on astrology and everything else. And so why we could not see these 12 planets, you know, I just couldn't quite get. You will find information on these 12 planets two places. One is on Way of the Toltec Nahual, which is a book. It's an e-book. I think it's $12 or something as an e-book. And the other one is, in fact, on the astrology. It's a website, astrologyofisis.com. And we give you the astrology of these 12 hidden planets. It's not an astrology that tells you what will happen to you. It is an astrology you utilize to become self-empowering and determine qualities that you wish to accentuate in your life, rather than saying that the planets are doing it for you. So this is the astrologyofisis.com. So my brothers and sisters, the 12 hidden planets I knew were hidden. We've put what the population is on them, you know, who lives on them, what they look like, etc. Everything is on there. But I didn't understand why we couldn't see them till the information started to come in for me on the white light and black light. And as you know, we have been producing personal sound elixirs that we still have on special, where we produce one just for you. And by the way, my beloved brother David, that makes me so happy that you love your sound elixirs. We've had so many of you say that. And when I feel you and I create the sound elixir for you, as I hear it come from source and speak the words that are just yours, I cannot tell you. I mean, I often have tears in my eyes because of the beauty that I feel, not only of that which is coming through like a caress for each person, but the beauty I feel of you. So thank you, David, and all of you. I've got so many comments here in front of me. that are coupled with your questions on how much it meant to you, and this means a lot to me then as well. But the sound elixirs, when we started to create our individual sound elixirs, we make just for you. It's never repeated again. It is received spontaneously as I sing it for you, and there is an example that you can listen to, and you can get the explanation of what they do. Now, it's very pertinent, the information I'm going to give you on multiple things tonight. Go to angelsoundhealing.com, and Ruchir has beautifully prepared that for us. I am hoping that the sample can be heard there on angelsoundhealing.com. But if it cannot, go to the school. It's School of Arcana, ARCANA.org, and it's the store on there, the storefront, which is where you order the elixirs, and I know that at least the sample is there. And the sample is our beloved Chloe's sound elixir that she gave us permission to use as a sample. So you have the personal sound elixirs, and then we have just, in the last week, gotten up our 18 sound elixirs. And you can see what they do and so on angelsoundhealing.com. It's only when I started to receive this that I learned properly how to create the technology in the music that will eliminate illusion, black light and white light. For the first time, people other than those who wish to control humanity have access now to black light, white light technologies. Harp, you know, mind control that's done on the masses, all of this uses in a hostile fashion the black light that you can't see and you can't hear. In the elixirs, and it's an elixir because it's an alchemical equation, it has to be balanced exactly, otherwise we are told to do it again. When the light went up, the 18th sound elixir of the sound elixirs that are, you know, available for the general public, the last one we had to completely do again because we had to match with higher black light the white light. But when you get one, it's for life. Now, the 12 planets are hidden planets because they are of black light. The other 12 planetary groups are the white light. They are Andromedan, the Barugala race, and the Karsana race. There are two races from Orion. There are the Arcturians. There's a race from Sirius. There is a race from the Melaganiga, which we write about as part of the Earth's history in the Gift of the Unicorns. And apparently the Hathor race came through a tunnel from Melaganiga, so they're an offshoot of Melaganiga. So, my brothers and sisters, let's do this. I have asked our beloved Don, and Seth is there with him as well, to play for you tonight two sound healing pieces. The one will be right now, and then the other one will be at a quarter till or so. And these are very specifically ones that I wish to play for you, because what these do is that they counteract excess silver and gold and green as in oxidized copper, which are culprits in creating a feeling of self-destructiveness. And we have been flooded with this in the last months. So they're specifically chosen to help you with that. So let's listen to the first one, which is Joyful Dragon. Ukana ayete e kimi kakaite araya bikuti anu inekwa. Yeah. back. We hope that you liked the sound elixir and our Paul Downs is the sound producer for that, and myself, of course, singing the music as well. And so, my brothers and sisters, let's find out who did the butterfly crop glyphs. I would have to just simply ask for them to be speaking to us because I don't know who this exactly at this point. Irahnatahite Pirskarsana Irus Arakne Itrakrahma Uptrihir Irita Nuts Kakunitsi Ahpati Ahuknak Ekitihas Sukha Mis Ichi Ah Ichihawa Ne Epiyuna Itarkna Zirek Rakuta Nimitra Arat Karsana Kichi A Ene Pakutu. They are the Andromedan race known as the Karsana. They are saying that there is an alchemical equation coming and that there is a secret wheel of the libraries that have come from the future. So what they are talking about here is the libraries in Poland. And so, first of all, the information they're giving is that there is a secret of the first wheel. There were 24 wheels given from the libraries in Poland. They say that there's a secret in the first wheel. Kananesh Pirak Bilavek is what they're calling it. Complexity of life from division comes. Change when divided. Round and round a triangle runs. Transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration are the stages. More and more complex are the cycles of changes. An alchemical equation to combine three into one. That simplicity of changeless change to man can come. Let's just look at what we have just said here. Complexity of life from division comes whenever there is duality. Life becomes very complex. The fascinating thing of it is that several of the oracles have been sending symbols and emblems to do with bringing back the simplicity of life. So they're saying to us that there is complexity as long as change goes through the stages of transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration. So why then are they giving us a symbol for transfiguration? They're saying that the higher you become evolved, the more complex these cycles of changes are, of transformation, transmutation, transfiguration. And by the way, if you wish to read what those really mean, you'd go to The Anatomy of Change in the book Journey to the Heart of God. That's available from the stores and from my websites. So more and more complex are the cycles of change. An alchemical equation to combine three into one. In other words, the change needs to be combined into one with an alchemical a configuration where you add specific things together. That simplicity of changeless change to man can come. Now, there are two equations that we have received. Ifa, our oracle in Toronto, received the writing. I will now translate the writing and tell you what they are. But there is a third equation to come. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we did the Institute of Applied Mysticism, which, by the way, it's now in its second month, and it will again start up on the 1st of November, for those of you that have missed it, When we did that, it dealt with transfiguration. And its whole goal is to transfigure someone into a God being from the human kingdom. That is its goal. The alchemy course that we have that starts on the 1st of October provides leveraging ability to leverage consciousness hugely. It works with the alchemical potencies of light and frequency, just like our music does, but of course, you know, it's for everybody, not just musicians to be producing it. And then the alchemical is transmutational. The transformation is the one that is the Institute of Human Potential. And that is the one that will in fact get rid of a great deal of, shall we say, obsolete layers around humankind. There's more coming through from, I can always feel because I start to speak with a bit of an accent when I'm still half in and out. So let's just hear what they're saying. 3 9s there are. 3 9s there are, okay? Terikarach nusa, iptrachne tekais, usarknatach, piritraru, newai hika, visata mut anats, kajisha suh, sisekacha ayyama. They are saying 3 9s there are, upon which the eyes and ears of man shall open. Kinakaruta inite, away shall the layers fall from before the eyes. Now, I have been walking for the longest time around with the protocol for healing for eyes. All the oracles have sent in pieces about eyes, hearing, and speech. But it hasn't gelled. It hasn't been there together. They are saying to me, they're saying that the 9th of September 2009, which I think is tomorrow, is the day for me to receive the final piece for the eyes. Atruh nasarak. Tit. Umat iraats, let the eyes see all light, not just that which is white. Ichi araknasika epitahu anats. Now this is interesting because you know, in the fairy kingdom there are butterfly fairies, and this is not just a picture in the Croclus of Holland of a man inside a massive butterfly, but it also, he has feelers on top of his head. So it's something, that's what the butterfly fairies have. And they cluster in groups. I've had some of them up my chimney and they've made a terrible noise up the chimney. And you know, I asked what in the world is that? And there was a group of butterfly fairies. I've had them follow me. I remember I had several fly with me in the airplane and they were terribly sick because they said they can't fly in airplanes. But when I went to Washington DC a few years ago, at that time I was working very heavily with the hidden realms. We have been told that the end of September, during the Colorado class, we're in the Rockies there where we are with my beloved sister Denisa Ramzani as our facilitator, our beloved sister with her immaculate little children, that at that time, this will be the bridging of realms. Man will metamorphose and so will the hidden realms, and there will be a bridging and a unifying again of man with these hidden realms. If you're coming, bring your camera. You will be able to film them. So my brothers and sisters, they are saying that this is not just heralding the change to a life of more simplicity. The words exactly is the restoration of simplicity through this transfiguration, but it is the end of all transfiguration, which means we are going out of the cycles around and around the triangle to the middle. and the middle is the place of changeless change. Isitarna sete paruharak ninakratita uskichir. Much has been done to create the rumor that our sign is made by humans as a barista prank. No such technology exists on Earth with humans. The importance of this message of hope. Kitapatirik Nasuru. They wished to stifle. Vishaku Isetarak Pitahunuruk Asat. For the first time, there is one who can translate these glyphs. Who would know? Sepetahu Nasa. 72 the circles lie. And for those of you that want to see this, the butterfly crop circle in the Netherlands has 72 circles in the wings of the butterfly surrounding the man with the two arms, like the Da Vinci Vitruvian man, and the man has two feelers on his head, like the butterfly fairies. It is telling us that when we metamorphose, the species is going to be able to have access to those who have dwelt in black light vis-a-vis us, because remember there's degrees of black light and we couldn't see them before. Irakra Meset. Two cuts. Two you have. The third to come. Equations for to metamorphose everyone. Let me stop right here and read you the equations that have been sent by the Oracle Ifa. There are two that she sent, but there's a third one, and it will only come in New York. The first one says, knowing all love to be the love of the one life, plus knowing all praise to be praise of unfolding oneness, plus knowing gratitude to be for the joy of living, equals adoration of self-unfolding joy. Now, this is a fascinating translation of what we received some months ago when we were told, I think it might have even been last year, when we were told that love, praise, and gratitude, when you add them together, equal adoration of the infinite. But adoration of the infinite as something separate than ourselves implies relationship, and it has kept us on a triangle of linear becoming and change, whereas change needs to be different now. And so they are explaining, and for those of you that are Belvaspata practitioners, they are explaining how love, praise, and gratitude should be looked at. Let's look at love. If there's no other being but ourselves, there's only one being in existence, or knowing all love to be the love of the one life. Every being is part of the one life. Knowing all praise to be praise of unfolding oneness. Knowing all praise to be the praise of unfolding oneness. We are unfolding oneness because part of seeing ourselves cooperating with the one unfolding through us, my brothers and sisters, still is a form of relationship with the unfolding of life. We are life unfolding. So praise is praise for our unfolding life. Knowing gratitude to be for the joy we feel of living. And then adoration is not from something other than ourselves. Adoration of self-unfolding joy. That is the first alchemical equation that deals very specifically with the alchemical potencies of frequency. Now you come to the second one that I will do here. It's the one that was received by the Oracle Ifa, and I'm just simply translating it. The first is adoration of spontaneous unfoldment of life. In other words, it's slightly different, but it is the sum total of the first one. And then this adds to something, which adds to something, which equals something. And you can bet that the something it adds up to is going to be the first of the next one. And so there's going to be three. So let's take a look at this. Adoration of spontaneous unfoldment of life. See, it's love, praise, and gratitude together. Now it becomes part of a new equation. Plus, ecstatic unfoldment of indivisible oneness. This is important because when you live a life of opposites, you cannot, in fact, be part of oneness. A life with no opposites is truly to be contemplated and meditated upon, my brothers and sisters. I know that the participants in the course of the Institute of Applied Mysticism, the Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility, which is on appliedmysticism.com, have been discussing this. But if you feel that there's more to be said, look at it. Because anything that can be divided is not real. If it were, it could never be divided to start with. Let's take a look at change. Change has split into three. Well, in that case, there's no such thing as change. We're dealing with changeless change, a concept beyond our understanding. Ecstatic, and it's, I mean, understanding of the mind, the body can understand all things. Ecstatic unfoldment of indivisible oneness means that which is real. Plus, a shadowless life of spontaneous, alternating emphasis. A shadowless life of spontaneous, alternating emphasis. Wow. We have defined form by shadow, filling form that is created with light and surrounding it to define it and set it apart by shadow. Hence, the original gods and goddesses of creation here on earth that were created by the one life had shadows within their hearts, unyielded potential. And this unyielded potential cast shadows from which form arose. There's a new way to live. This is what we're metamorphosing towards. A life where shadow does not serve the purpose of defining form and individuation. But instead, it is like the piano's notes that plays a symphony. There is alternating emphasis as some notes play and some notes don't. But it is like the music that pours through my mouth, my brothers and sisters, for your personal elixirs. It is spontaneous. It is not premeditated. It pours through the mouth. And this is the way it pours through the infinite's life. This equals the fluid unfoldment of creative delight. How beautiful. We have two parts, there will be three, and then they will combine together, and they will make no change whatsoever. Let us listen to our last elixir, one of the 18 that we have currently up for sale. And again, you can go to angelsoundhealing.com to read about what they do. Each one of the 18 is based on a very specific principle. It explains how it works and what it does. And so we will now play the call of the sirens. And the sirens in mythology called across the waters, and mariners could not stand the call, they would go mad. But Ulysses tied himself to the mast of the ship and heard this beautiful music of the sirens. My brothers and sisters, these names are not arbitrary. There is a deep meaning to them. But let's listen instead just to the elixir. It combines black light and white light in equal proportions in form of frequency. And when it does that, it cancels out illusion. Here's the call of the sirens.
Yeah.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. We've got 5 minutes, and I have a lot of questions from you. So I'm just going to go right from the top of my page, and I'm going to go as quickly as I can, and we'll go through as many of these as we can. They're from all over the world. My brother David, since November 2008, I have felt a strong energy in the entrance to my home. Lately, this has increased immensely. Others have felt this energy as well. If I stand against the door, it's very intense. It feels like a pressure in my head and in my ears. It is very similar to what I have felt when there have been spirits present. What could this be? My brother David, this is your angel, and you can see my own house. You can see the angel standing right outside my front door. That will possibly be on our diary. If you go to almindiary.com's photo album, it should be on there. My sister Hong An has possibly also put it on alifeofmiracles.com, but I would try that first, and you can see the angel clearly standing in front of my door. You have an angel by your door, David. The name of the angel is Ba, B-A-R-I-C-H, Barich, dash, Veles, V-E-L-E-S, Veles, Va, V-A, Praviknut. So make a dash, and then Pra is P-R-A, V-I-K-N-U-T. Hope that helps, sweetheart. So we've got Arineke from Netherlands. She says, I dreamt on the 3rd of September that people were putting out cigarette butts on the new rugs in one of your classrooms, and you were talking with them, and they weren't seeing that it caused a smoldering hole that I knew would cause a big fire as soon as they left the room. I sat down on my knees and looked at the holes and pulled someone by the sleeve to point out the beginning of a fire, but they did not believe that it was real. I wanted them to put the cigarette butts out under the water tap instead. Do you know what this dream means? Yes, my sister, I do. It means that the way for us to change is not to dismantle illusions as much as it is to put in the new frequencies that can then come forth, because otherwise there is a more rapid destructuring. We are waiting for frequencies from this alchemical equation to change things. If we just dismantle illusions, it causes a fire. Fire means too rapid of a destructuring. So the way forward is through putting in the beautiful new feelings. So Donna from Vancouver asks, as well as Alexis, about vision problems, cures for myopia. Alexis asks about her ears popping. Both of these questions will be answered tomorrow when I receive the information on vision and hearing. The hearing popping that you're getting, Alexis, is that it's attempting to hear the black frequencies that of beings talking around you. I had that before I started to hear other kingdoms speak to me. So I have Jennifer from New York. And she says that Saturday, when I spoke on a live video conference to the students of the I Am, and for those of you signing up on the 1st of November, it will be in its archives, I started talking about the nanotechnology. She says a strong chemical, a metallic taste permeated my mouth, and she said, I brushed my teeth and gargled, and the taste remained. I share this on the live chat feed, and two other sisters wrote that they had the same experience. This was indeed the chemicals produced by those little chemical factories, that's nanotechnology, that the minute we spoke about it, because the more power you gain, you have spent an entire month eliminating the illusions that man believes in. This has given you so much power that things happen instantaneously. You released the chemicals out of your body, and it will continue still for a while from the chemicals that have been put in, my sister. And that is why several of you had the same experience. Now, we have Star Traveler from Miami, Florida. I have heard that Morgellons disease is from off-planet and nanotechnology, a horrible affliction. Most people commit suicide because there is little relief. If anyone knows what to do, I figure it's you. I would appreciate any input you can give. My brother, this one I asked to make absolutely sure the answer is correct. The answer lies in the 18 frequencies, the 18 elixirs. They are designed when you go through all 18, and we also give you a free sound healing with them that should be on our angelsoundhealing.com. That is the illusion breaker, because these things have come in from not another star, from another cosmos. And they've come in through, you know, these tunnels, as I've explained. It's written in the crop glyphs. That is the solution. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show. I've tried to do as many as I can, and I'll try and answer the rest of these questions on the Sedona show on Saturday night. Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for joining me.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.